Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig, and today we will be studying Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud, Chapter 10. To recap, Perek Tet, Chapter 9. The future king is going to be from Binyamin, which is a bit of a surprise, because the stories in the end of Sefer Shoftim are not very complimentary with Pilegish Bagivah. Shaul is described as an excellent young man. No one among Bnei Israel was handsomer or taller than he. His goodness and his height are his salient characteristics. So far, this is not very promising for a future king. We want a warrior. We want a leader. But more importantly, his introduction story is not kingly. Shaul's introduction story is that he can't find the donkeys that his father lost. And he's always relying on his na'ar. And he doesn't know who Shmuel is. How do you not know who Shmuel is? And he does not have enough money when they go to Shmuel to give him as a gift, and he has to borrow the money from his na'ar, from his traveling companion. Shaul is informed that the donkeys were found. Take notice, Shaul did not find the donkeys. He did not finish his task. And when Shmuel salutes his wonderful family in Yichus, Shaul is surprised. He comes from a small family, and he comes from a small tribe, and he comes from the tribe that did Pilegish Bagivah. In the early morning when Shaul awakens on the roof, Shmuel says, "Send the na'ar away, and I will tell you Dvar Hashem." Shmuel wants to speak to Shaul alone, without the intermediary of the na'ar. Shaul needs to be molded. He needs to be transformed. And Shmuel will be his mentor. Just like Eli was Shmuel's mentor, now Shmuel will be Shaul's mentor. Shaul does not have the natural characteristics and leadership qualities to become king, but his goodness and his caring is a great quality for a leader, if channeled correctly. He could learn the art of kingship. In our Perek is the process of transformation, and we are in Perek Yud. Let's read the first psukim that describe Shaul's personal odyssey of transformation. ויקח שמואל את פח השמן ויצוק על ראשו וישקהו ויאמר הלו כי משכחה השם על נחלתו לנגיד. Shmuel takes a cruse of oil, a little pitcher of oil, and he pours it on Shaul's head and he kisses him and he says, "Ah, you are the anointed one on Bnei Israel." And בלכתך היום מעמדי, when you leave today, ומצאת שני אנשים עם קבורת רחל בגבול בנימין בצלצח. You'll find two people who are traveling next to the grave of Rachel. Va'amru elecha, and they'll tell you, nimtzu'u atonot asher halachta levakesh. The donkeys that you were looking for, they were found. V'hinei natash avicha divrei atonot v'da'ag lachem lemor, ma eseh livni. And your father is not worried about the donkeys anymore. He's worried about you, and he's wondering, what will I do for my son? After that, you're going to go to a place where you'll find three people, Olim El Ha'elokim Beit El. You'll find three people who are going up to a religious place, Beit El. Echad noseh gdayim, echad noseh shlosha kikrot lechem, ve'echad noseh nevel yayin. One will be holding goats, one will be holding bread, and the other one will be holding wine. And they'll ask you, v'sha'alu lecha l'shalom. They'll ask you, how you doing? V'natnu lecha shtei lechem v'lakachta miyadam. And they'll give you two of the loaves of bread. The third group that you're going to meet, you'll find in Givata Elokim, where the plishtim are stationed. V'ayhi kivoacha shama'ir ufagata chevel nevi'im yordim mehabama. You'll find a group of nevi'im, of prophets. And they're playing musical instruments. Nevel tov chalil v'kinor v'heima mitnabim. And they're prophesying and they're using their musical instruments to inspire them. At that moment, v'tzalcha lecha ruach Hashem. You will also be inspired by the divine spirit. V'itnabita imam, and you will prophesy with them. V'nehefachta li'ishacher, and you will become another person. And when these three things happen, aselacha asher timtza yadecha ki ha'elokim imach. Do what you think is right, because God is with you. And then, v'yaradata lefanei gilgal. But he also tells him, and you will come down before me in Gilgal. V'inoi anochi yorede lecha, and I'm going to come down to you. La'alot olot v'lizboach zivchei shlamim. I'm going to sacrifice with you. And you have to wait 7 days. Shiv'at yamim tochel ad bo'i elecha. You have to wait 7 days to bring up the sacrifice. V'odati lecha et asher ta'aseh. And then I will tell you what you should do. Vayakaf noto shechmo lalechet me'im Shmuel, vayafoch lo elokim lev acher, vayavou kol ha'otot ha'ele bayomahu. The minute he turns his shoulder to turn from Shaul, and again we keep on talking about his shoulder, mishichmo v'mala, from his shoulder and up, he's taller than everyone. The minute he turns his shoulder, boom, Hashem changes his heart to another heart. And all the signs come to him at that day. When Shmuel takes a cruse of oil and anoints Shaul, even though Shmuel hints to Shaul that something special is about to occur, he only tells him that he's the anointed one and he's going to be king after he's actually anointed. And right away Shmuel tells him that all the incidents will happen to him in that day. But we don't hear Shaul's voice. Last perek, we heard Shaul questioning, answering, speaking. But in this perek, Shaul is spoken to. But we don't hear Shaul's voice. What does he think about all this? The first group that he finds will be the people who say, oh, the donkeys were found, and the father is worried about him. The second group will have goats, bread, and wine, and will inquire about his welfare and give him 2 loaves of bread. And the third group he will meet will be prophets with musical instruments. We have several places in Tanakh where music helps divine inspiration. The women at Yamsuf, Elisha, who required a kinnor, a lyre, to be played for him to receive divine inspiration. When Shaul meets these prophets, the divine spirit alights upon him, and he will prophesy and become a different person. And when he experiences all these things, Shmuel tells him that he should do what he thinks is right because Hashem is with him. And Targum Yonatan and Rashi explain, doesn't mean he can do anything he thinks is right, but he has to prepare to be king, which means this sign shows, oh, now, prepare yourself to be king. But he also warns him that he still needs the assistance and guidance of Shmuel, and that he must wait 7 days until Shmuel comes to Gilgal to sacrifice, and then Shmuel will tell Shaul what to do. And when he leaves the presence of Shmuel to go on this journey, God is already transforming his heart into something else, and all the signs come to him in that day. The leitmotif of this journey of transformation is that Shaul has to change in order to be king. In Pasuk Vav, it says that when he meets the prophets and prophesies, he'll become an ish acher, in another person. And when he turns to leave Shmuel, it says Hashem transformed his heart to a lev acher, another heart. Why all this change? We were informed in the introduction story that Shaul was tall and good looking, and he had goodness. But you need more than that to be a king, to be a leader. So he must undergo this transformation. Malbim says a number of disparate things are occurring during this journey. When Hashem transforms his heart initially, when he leaves to go on this journey, the Lev Acher, according to Malbim, is a switch from existing as a private citizen to becoming a public persona, one who embodies the nation. And to do this, Shaul has to experience all the levels of the nation, from the simplest people who are looking for donkeys, you understand the irony here, and then the people who are carrying food to a spiritual destination, and then the highest level who are prophets. Rashi and Radak suggest that he won't really receive prophecy, but that he will receive the heroism of a king. This relationship is a partnership. Shaul needs guidance from God and Shmuel. We saw that he did not have the ability to develop on his own. Shmuel and God are guiding him step by step. He is so transformed by these experiences, especially the prophecy, that anyone who meets him is astonished. Everyone who says, Mahaya leben Kish, hagam Shaul banivim? What happened to the son of Kish? Is Shaul also among the prophets? And then people respond, well, umi avihem. And who are the fathers of the other people who we know who become prophets? The commentators each explain the shock of the populace in divergent ways. Rashi says that the people were shocked that Shaul received prophecy, even though his father was not a prophet. Malbim suggests there are 2 kinds of prophecy, one that you prepare and study for, and one that comes naturally from father to son. And Shaul was in neither of these categories, so it caused a stir. Hagam Shaul Benevi'im? Is Shaul also a prophet? This highlights the change of persona that Shaul was undergoing. And very quickly, his whole life was changing from one day to the next. At the end of this perek, Shmuel gathers Am Yisrael to present them with their new king. Shaul's name comes out of the lottery and the divine Urim V'Tumim, the breastplate. And Shaul cannot be found because he is hiding. Nechba el hakelim. Rashi says he did not even tell his uncle that he was chosen because he was so modest. He has this special midah of tzniut. When Shaul is introduced, ein kamo, no one is like him, to the whole nation, no specific attributes are mentioned. They just see him, that he's tall. And everyone cries out, Yechi HaMelech, long live the king. Shmuel writes the protocols of kingship in a book and sends everyone home. And those who Hashem has touched their hearts joined him. Again we see the theme, Hashem has to intervene obviously and overtly to make Shaul a leader. But not everyone is impressed with Shaul. Some people say, we're not going to bring him a gift. And it says, Vayhi kemacharish. But Shaul pretended not to mind, to be deaf, not to hear this. Shaul is presented as king, but he did not do anything kingly yet and did not have a reputation as a great leader or warrior. His reputation was that he was good and tall. And after this transformation, Shaul will have to prove himself to Bnei Israel that he is worthy to be king. To sum up, Shmuel takes a cruse of oil and anoints Shaul. And even though Shmuel hints to Shaul that something is special, he only tells him that he is the anointed one only after he is anointed. Shaul has to undergo a transformation and he meets three different groups. People looking for donkeys, people going to a holy place and bring food, and people who are prophesying, prophets. The leitmotif of this journey is transformation. Shaul has to change in order to be king. In all these words, he is transformed. It says, Hashem transformed his heart to a lev acher. He becomes an ish acher. Hagam Shaul benevi'im. Is Shaul among the prophets? We also see at the end of this perek that Shmuel gathers Am Yisrael to present them with this new king. Shaul's name comes out of the lottery, the divine Urim V'Tumim. But Shaul cannot be found because he is hiding. Nechba lakelim. He is modest. And when Shaul is introduced, in kamo, no one is like him. No specific attributes are mentioned. But everyone's excited, or most of the people are excited, and cry, Yechi HaMelech. But there's still a group of people who think that he is not worthy to be king. In the introduction story that we read, the word Aliyah, Aleh, rise, go up, is mentioned 12 times to signify that Shaul needs this journey of ascendance to be king. After this transformation, is Shaul already ready to be king? Shaul will have to prove himself at the first opportunity to show that he really deserves this position. In our next perek, in Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11, we're going to see his first meeting with Nachash HaAmoni, a neighboring leader who wants to subjugate the citizens of Yavesh Gilad. Will Shaul demonstrate that he is worthy to be king? We're going to learn that together. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Frida, Bat Moshe Eliyahu.